This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple of Casamigos margaritas.
Let's go, brother. I'm ready to go, man.
Queso fundido.
I would love to go out there and celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Do you know why they celebrate Cinco de Mayo? Do people out there understand why they celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Well, why don't you tell
me? This is a Mexican celebration as they beat the French army.
Yeah, we knew that was coming.
Napoleon III's French army, and it's a big deal. Huge win for the Mexican army.
Yeah, big win for them. Yes. The Rangers could take a page out of the book of those Mexicans.
Right.
And stand it up for themselves and what they believe in.
That's what the celebration's all about.
Yeah. I love margaritas and chips and cheese and guac and tacos. And, oh, man.
Fajitas.
Oh, when the sizzling plate of fajitas.
A burrito
can be a bit heavy, but still, I'm into a burrito.
Let's go to the Pink Cantina. What's that?
What about an enchilada?
Oh,
enchilada's great. Everything. There's nothing I don't
Mexican
like.
Mexican food is awesome, man. It's tremendous.
I mean, that's right up there with.
I don't know. If I have a craving, it's either for Mexican food or for Chinese food.
Interesting.
I don't know why, but
good Chinese food is harder to come by these days.
Really?
Yeah, it's not. I have not been able to secure. It is around in the towns that I'm. So we tried out a place in the new neighborhood.
Yeah,
actually, it was the town over.
Right.
Not so good. I was really disappointed. I got to find a good one.
We got a place Hunan Taste up there in Greenvale.
It's unbelievable. Hunan Taste.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I'd like a.
So good. That guy runs. That's a machine, that place.
Can they open a Hunan Taste in Sayville?
He should. Possible? I think you should maybe get a franchise or something.
Man, I tell you, the two dining experiences that I think about when I want to go out. Right, you say Chinese, you crave Chinese, you crave Mexican. But the two dining experiences for me, they're two very different. One's the steakhouse dining experience.
Yes.
And the other is the lively Mexican restaurant dining experience.
What about Mexican meat?
What about the thanks? What about the Tutto Il Giorno experience?
Well, that is amazing, absolutely amazing. That's why my parents are going to go for their 50th anniversary.
There you go,
Tutto Il Giorno. I love that. It was probably the best meal I've ever had that night on Valentine's Day at Tutto Il Giorno. But they're very special.
Wait a minute, you said about the meal that we had down here in Soho.
Oh, that one too. That was a great one.
Yeah.
Was that also a Tutto?
No, it was not a Tutto.
Yeah, I do think probably the best meal I ever had was the one at Tutto. This was good,
right.
But you were feeding me stuff I didn't want. That's what changed
that.
Well, so you had you'd had a few drinks, Boomer.
Yes, I did.
And
we were having a good time.
We were having a great time.
What's wrong with having a good time?
Nothing. I'm just telling you when I'm now with my memory, the best meal I ever had, that becomes a part of it because you were cutting stuff up. Putting it on a fork and feeding it to me,
right.
Things that I didn't necessarily want. So that's all. But everything was delicious,
right.
You know. And then
it was
Bobby
Cipriani
got
downtown.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It was very good.
Cipriani.
Yeah, you never have a reservation.
Yes.
One of the great stories.
Right.
That table back there. All right, sweaty white man.
Hey. It's all right. They know a good customer when they see one.
No, of course. And they gave you the table. It was absolutely phenomenal. But yeah, it's like the steakhouse glass of real or bottle of really good red wine and the steak and the sides. That's unbelievable. And then you show up, couple of margaritas, dipping some chips into the atmosphere of a Mexican restaurant. Then your entree comes and oh, man.
Mexican meat.
Mexican meat. You get a big old plate of Mexican meat. Yeah.
Let's go to Ruben in Belleville. Ruben, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Hey, Jill, the reason you can't find a good Chinese restaurant is everybody knows the worse the neighborhood, the better the Chinese restaurant. So you moved up to these bougie neighborhoods, and now you just can't find it.
Well, I haven't tried anything, everything yet, Ruben. So let's not just cast the whole cloud over Sayville and the Chinese restaurants. All right,
you got to go down to Hempstead or CI and get some really good things. Have a good day, you guys.
All right, Ruben. Yeah, I haven't tried it. I tried one place. That's some guy.
Does like every town on Long Island have their own Chinese food delivery place?
Yeah, of course.
Like
yeah.
We have like I don't know in Manhasset, we have like 17 pizza places on Planned Home Road.
Oh, God. It's amazing how much pizza is made and consumed.
In Manhasset.
In this world.
Yes.
But, you know, the other one is you always tell me all the sushi restaurants that are around.
That's another one. Yeah, tons of sushi, especially on the South Shore through Seaford, where I almost got hit by cars.
Do you think
on my 60th birthday.
Do you think when I'm 75 years old, I'll be able to go get sushi?
Yes.
You do?
Yep.
Okay, good.
I'll figure out how to grow it.
Eddie?
Debatable.
Yeah, it's debatable. Right. You said very confidently, so that's good. Yeah.
Dougie right. In Great Neck. Dougie, what's happening?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, right. Doug.
Good. Boomer, Hunan Taste. I live in Great Neck, and I got to tell you, I'd say three times a month we order from the local dive, so I don't have to take out a second mortgage on my Chinese food.
Yes.
Once a month, we do Hunan Taste, and you said it. That guy is running quite the ship over there. There's no better Chinese food on the island.
100%. I agree with you. 100%. I'm glad you agree with me, too. It's a little expensive, but, you know, it's well worth it.
What's your go-to Chinese order? You go with the general?
I like the general. See, the last summer, one of my buddies took me to this place, and he gets treated there like I get treated at Cipriani.
Okay, yes.
All right, so I sat down at the table. We had a little bit of everything. I mean, it was everything.
Okay.
And it's not like your typical storefront, we're going to deliver it in brown bags and take it home.
Gotcha, yeah.
Although they do that. They have an unbelievable delivery. They know you by name. Like, I walk in there, he goes, oh, I know where you live, and he gives me my address.
That's great.
Yeah, so he knows everybody's address. But I have to tell you, I've never eaten Chinese food that good in my life.
Well, anywhere. What's the go-to? But let's say you crave it. What do you get? See, to me, if I'm going all in Chinese food, I'm going with the staple. I'm getting the general. I'm getting the pork fried rice.
Yes.
I'm getting pan fried dumplings.
Yes.
There's egg roll in. I'm just gluttonous. I'm just pouring it all.
I'm your stereotypical wonton soup guy.
Okay.
Yeah, that whole thing.
All right, wontons.
Spare ribs, love the spare ribs.
Spare ribs is another good one. Oh, yeah, come on. You like the pan-fried dumplings?
I like the pan-fried dumplings. You got to have the duck sauce, the whole thing. Oh, come on now.
The egg roll with the duck sauce and then even the hot mustard as well.
I'm not a hot mustard guy. My egg roll, more of the duck sauce guy.
Okay, that's still fine. It's still absolutely delicious.
So I grew up in, obviously in East Islip, and Beishir used to have a place called the China Sun.
Okay.
And we used to go there on Thursday nights for whatever reason, but that was a Thursday night China Sun run.
I'm starving right now. I either have to get Mexican or Chinese for lunch. I have to. Eddie, I feel like you've got a great Chinese food order. I feel like you probably.
I'm with you. I don't go General Tso, but I do like it.
Like an orange chicken, sesame chicken, something like that,
or beef with snow peas.
Oh, okay, all right.
But the roast pork fried rice, the egg roll, the pot stickers.
Oh.
I actually like the beef on a stick.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Excuse me now.
The rancid beef on a stick that's barely edible. It's tremendous.
You're right.
Here you go. Spencer and Rosalind. Spencer, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer. What's going on, guys?
Hey, right. Spence.
How you doing? So, Hunan Taste.
Yeah.
If you go there, you duke the guy an extra 10, especially during Corona. You don't even have to get out of your car for the pickup. You drive in there.
Yep.
They know you. You know, the guy with the spiked hair, one of the valet guys?
Yes.
Yes. Exactly. Everybody in Roslyn and Hassett knows that guy. You give him an extra 10, you're in and out of there like a fast food joint.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how they have it all set up over there. Now, I was lucky enough to eat inside last summer when they had, you know, special spreading out and you were able to sit in the back corner. We sat in the back corner after golf, man. I'll tell you, man, it was one of the best meals I've had.
You know, if you drink alcohol, what do you drink with Chinese food? Is it beer? I think that's the only thing that you could really pair with.
My buddy had wine.
See, I don't know if I could. That's the thing.
Yeah, I'm not a big wine guy with that. I would drink sake.
You would. That's Japanese.
Though. I know it is. I know, but I'm just, I like the taste.
See,
of it.
To me, Chinese food and beer is the only thing that sort of matches up. Like if you go like vodka and Chinese food or something, doesn't really, tequila and Chinese food, tequila and Mexican
food,
of perfect.
Course. Yeah,
it's beer and Chinese food.
Kevin in Bohemia. Kevin, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, Boomer and Gio. How you guys doing?
Great, right. Kevin.
I'm nearby you, Gio, in Bohemia. I just want you to know I've tried every Chinese food place. The best one I've found is in East Islip.
East Islip? I got to go to East Islip to get Chinese food?
It's Boomer's stomping grounds, yeah.
Where is it?
It's called Boa.
Bo?
Where Boa is it? Like in the old Walbaum shopping center? Where is it?
Yes. Yeah. It's near the Taco Bell and the McDonald's, like almost borderline Bayshore.
Is there a place?
Oh, that's Islip, though. That's not East Islip.
Oh, I'm sorry, Boom.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man. I can't go all the way to Islip. I need somewhere closer, town. Man. I need to go to.
What you need is you need a Hunan taste to open up down there is what
the
you
sake,
need.
You're right on, though, with that, Boom.
Yes.
Going to for Chinese food. Guys, have a great day.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
Is there only one Hunan taste?
That I know of. Here it is right here. You see the food? Take a look at the pictures.
I know. It looks unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
No, that doesn't. That's not your run of the mill.
You're definitely stopping on the way home.
I know. I don't know what it's going to be, though. It's probably going to be Chinese now.
Why don't you just stop here on the way home?
Just I don't know if they're in open parking lot like a pig eating the food?
No, just take it home and share it with the family.
It'll be cold by the time it gets home. It's a long way.
That's fine.
I told you, my wife's crazy with like food and refrigeration
see,
and
but
stuff.
I like actually what I love to do is, you know, order the fried rice, the pork fried rice. I can't eat all of it.
Yeah.
Put it in the refrigerator and then eat it the next day.
Oh, yeah, when you're hammered.
Oh, yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, today, I woke up today. I was like, oh, man, you know, I'm going to have a healthy day today. I'm gonna
what was that one thing that you did the other, you had to have the other day?
A
patty melt. You had to have a patty melt. Oh. And I told you where to go to get that, but then you went to your own place.
I did because I told you I needed it to be hot, and then I picked up food for everybody else, and it's a thing.
Right.
Definitely a thing now. All right, crazy man Dan and Carteret. You go to that game yesterday, Dan?
No, I did not go to the game.
Why not?
Because I have work.
Well, I mean, you knew what the schedule was. You could have taken a day off to be there. You needed to be there yesterday and scream at the Astros.
Yeah, that would be nice, but the overtime is too good right now, so I'm not taking
All right, good for you. You're working, man. I got it. So what do you got on your mind today?
Well, I was going to talk about these Carlos Correa takes. I got confirmation that the one quote he said and stuff was legit, but then I don't know if the – I'm trying to get confirmation if the second quote he said is legit because he, like, flip-flopped. But I don't know if the second quote is a legitimate source. You know, I'm seeing it on Twitter, and then I was going to talk about my Sal Licata argument.
All right. Well, what's more interesting to you, Boomer, the Carlos Correa comments that maybe Fugazi or Sal Licata and Dan and Carteret fighting?
Well, I'd like to hear Dan's side of this Sal Licata fight. As far as Carlos Correa is concerned, I don't really care. So what's going on with you and Sal?
Well, Sal is it. I know Gio, I know he's your boy and you'll have his back, but I mean, he's really soft when he's going to tweet out his opinions and his takes. And then someone's going to, challenge him on or call him out. He said he's just about had it with Lindor, was his tweet. I've just about had it with Lindor. He's costing the Mets games. I mean, the guy's slumping in the first month on a new team. What's going to happen if he struggles for the next month? He's going to say, I'm done with Lindor, get him off the team, send him down to the minors, trade him. I just think it's a ridiculous take. So
how did you feel? Let me ask you a question. How did you feel about Giancarlo Stanton when he first got here? That's how Sal feels.
I felt the Yankees should have never went and tried to get Giancarlo Stanton, you know. But, you know, when you think about when Tino Martinez came to the Yankees, he struggled. My take then wasn't, get rid of him. They should have never got rid of Matt Mattingly, retired. It's ridiculous. I think it's a ridiculous take. So I challenged Sal on it. And then after a few exchanges, he blocked me on Twitter.
Yeah, he blocks everybody. He's not shameful about that. He's just, he can't. You know, it's funny. Sal blocks people for disagreeing with him on sports, which I think is interesting. Like, to me, if someone's, like, calling you a name or crossing the line or whatever, maybe that's one thing. But if it's like, hey, I think your Francisco Lindor take is not in agreement with what my Francisco Lindor take is, he's like, block! He, like, loses his mind.
I replied to him, and I said, you sound like Yankee fans. crying that the Yankees are in last place the first 3 weeks of the season. It's
unacceptable, block!
Yeah. Unacceptable. Yeah, yeah. You don't agree with my take. Block this guy. I can't take it. I mean,
I got to be honest with you, Dan. I like the fact that he's that sensitive about it because it's funny to me watching people unravel emotionally.
But I don't know what's worse, Dan. You getting mad. I mean, he blocking you, or you getting mad that he blocked you?
Oh, I'm not mad at all. I think it's hilarious. But I mean, if you're going to be in the sports industry and you're going to tweet takes and give your opinion, you got to have some thicker skin. You got to be able to take people, like Gio said, challenging your take. It's one thing if you're trolling them and making fun of them, calling them names. But if you're just legitimately challenging the guy's take, oh, I'm blocking you. He don't agree with me. You're blocked. That's what liberals do.
Jeez, Dan. So, Dan, did you think maybe that the pictures that you posted, a little stereotypical that you just posted on Twitter, maybe, you know, you and the sombrero and the whole thing, you look like Chris Collinsworth doing that Buenos Tacos commercial there out in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I don't think it's stereotypical. The Mexican guy that was coming through the parking lot with the shopping cart and collecting cans and bottles, he had no problem. Whose mustache is better, you think, mine or his?
I think that his was because it's actually real, Dan. You are absolutely unbelievable. I tell you, man. Did you see these pictures?
I have not, no.
Well, Boomer, if you would follow me on Twitter, like, you know, Al and Gio and CeeLo and Izzo do, if you and Jerry would just step up already, we could just be one big happy family on Twitter.
Yeah, right.
Well, Dan, it's great talking to you.
You just let me in to your home,
right,
and use your bathroom.
Yeah, come on, Booms.
Yeah.
I hate liberals, too.
Me and you, two peas in a pod.
Dan's Twitter account is mostly taking pictures of McDonald's fries and complaining to McDonald's that they're not filling them up with enough fries.
It's like, here's another example from the Carteret McDonald's.
Maybe I should follow him.
I'm sick of this. But he still keeps going. That's the thing I don't understand. It's like it's working. I do think there's some of this going on, though. I believe that there is skimping going on because instead of raising the price, because they think that that's going to be an issue because the customers are so unbelievably locked in. Oreos cost this, large fry cost this. Instead of doing that, they are now skimping on the Oreo cream, skimping on the amount of fries that go in the box. I believe there is a conscious effort. The amount of ice cream that you get in a carton used to be a half gallon. You cannot get a half gallon anymore, and it's the same price. This stuff is going on.
Do you get your ice cream in a box?
Yeah, well, it depends. You know what? Which brand?
Used to come in boxes. You remember? You know, Breyer's ice cream would come in a box.
Yeah. But it's like Häagen-Dazs. It doesn't come in a box.
It comes in a tub.
But if you get like Breyer's, it's still a lid.
In a box.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, it's like a lid.
It's crazy. I never understood that.
Yeah, ice cream in a box. Yeah, but I do think that this is going on. And I think they're skimping. Getting away with it.
Skimping's going on.
The cream in the middle.
Yeah, the cream in the middle. That's right. I think they're skimping. Reach out to Nabisco.
Cream.
Oh, God. We got a full Al cream
Put
folder.
Put the cream on us. Cream us.
Sick.
What is cream?
Guys are just sick.
And then right below that.
I want to be cremated, and I want to be buried with all of my money.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's shaking, Jerry?
We are brought to you by your favorite apparel company, Flag and Anthem. Spring clothing collection. Visit flagandanthem.com. We've got the Yankees beating the Astros last night, 7-3. That was certainly part of the story. The other part was the way the Astros were treated, and you can certainly say understandably so.
Boy, Altuve's really getting it. I would repeat what they're saying, but I can't. We'll get fined by the FCC.
No, she's not kidding.
I'll say it, Susan. It's actually... Imagine.
Altuve!
Yeah, I don't think John should have said that. That would have been bad.
Yeah, really bad. He would have just had to walk right out of the booth and end his career at that point.
Pretty much.
See you, everybody. Why does it make me laugh?
I don't know. It is funny.
The Tubman sucks!
He went 0-for-4, by the way. Did strike out one time. Here was Aaron Boone. Thoughts of the way the Yankee faithful treated Altuve?
I don't know that I've seen that. It was definitely an energetic crowd and messed themselves.
They sure did. Giancarlo Stanton hit a home run in this game. A nice, long, high home run. 4-for-5 on the day. Had himself a good day. 3 RBIs, and he knew that early home run really set the tone.
That's huge. In general, because they could take the fans out of it, too. If they go up a couple runs, they can lose that spark that they came in
with. And Alex Bregman did homer early, and I think you could read his lips saying, boo this, to the Yankee crowd, and they did, and they continued to boo, and they wound up still losing, and the Yankees win the game. And so they will continue tonight. Jordan Montgomery, Luis Garcia. We will have Yankee baseball on the Fan after Carton and Roberts with pregame coverage starting at 6:25. Rougned Odor and Martin Maldonado did that collision at home plate as well. Odor seemed to be doing well after last night. Both did leave the game after the collision. As for the Mets and Cardinals, they were scheduled to play last night. They were rained out, so they'll play 2 today. A couple of things from this game. You've got reaction prior to the game being canceled about the hitting coaches being let go. Here's Francisco Lindor. Clearly, he's probably a big part of this. His reaction to finding out the news.
It broke my heart. I was sad. It's not good when people get fired, you know. It's people beings, you know. It's hard to go to your family and say, I just got let go.
Yeah, not good. Probably harder. Well, never mind. Here's Pete Alonso.
Especially when it's your fault, I know, Francisco.
I didn't want to say that. But it probably is.
Yeah, blood on those hands of yours.
Yeah, I mean, you can certainly make that case. Here was Pete Alonso. All right, they're out. Let's go now.
We can't really worry about these changes. And, I mean, it's tough not to think about it. It's tough not to focus on those. But we got to win a ball game today.
Yeah. Well, they got to win 2 today now because they're going to play 2. And as for Jacob DeGrom, you had the lat inflammation or the side tightness or soreness, whatever. So he wasn't going to pitch. They scratched him yesterday, and they'll give him some rest. And they're not putting him on the injured list. We'll see if he can get back out there sometime this weekend. But certainly disappointing when you lose a DeGrom start. Luis Rojas with some answers, you hope, as he joins Carton and Roberts later today on The Fan. Also of note, you had the Indians beat the Rockies 8-6, Rays over the Angels 8-3, and the Braves beat the Nationals 6-1. Nets lost in Milwaukee for the second time in a few days, 124-118.
High in the right, Holiday. Skip pass over to Middleton. Run off the line, drives it instead. Getting inside at a dipsy-doo. Reverse layup good for Middleton. And the Bucks take a 6-point lead.
And they would wind up winning
the
by
Brooklyn
6
Nets
points.
Suck.
Well, you know what? In the fourth quarter, if you're not wrong, they had an 18-1 run. They watched Milwaukee go on. They had a 6-point lead, and it vanished very quickly. Jrue Holiday, along with Middleton, 23 points, and Giannis had 36 points and 12 rebounds. Here's Steve Nash. He knows his team blew it.
We had our chance. You know, I think it was early in the fourth. We went up 5 points, and then had a really sloppy stretch. I think you said an 18-1 run. So, you know, we had our chances. We didn't execute when it really mattered.
And here was Kevin Durant in the loss. Durant had 32. He says he was too impatient.
I should have drove. I shouldn't have shot the threes. And I was kicking myself right after I shot him because I just got to the rim before that. So I should have drove.
But that's not what he chose to do. And that's the way it goes. Kyrie Irving had 38 in the loss for Brooklyn. Now 43-23. Bucks on their heels for that second spot. Milwaukee 41-24. And the Nets, of course, trailing Philadelphia 4-1. Meantime, the Mavericks beat the Heat 127-113. Tim Hardaway Jr., 10 threes. He scored 36 points. Tonight, you've got the Knicks in Denver against the Nuggets. Knicks looking to make it 13-14. Hottest team in the NBA.
When's that tip? 9:40 or something?
I thought it was 9 o'clock. Is it later than 9?
I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking you.
You know, you think I'd know that?
Yeah, well, the sports reporter.
I told you they were. I told you who they're playing.
Yeah, you did.
And where it is? I gave you the record.
Where it is?
What, you want everything?
let's see. Today, I'll look at the CBS Sports app here. Blah, 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 9 o'clock. Okay, 9.
So I gave you the right information there, too.
You nailed it. Denver, by the way, a four-point favorite. Four-point favorite.
There you go. So you got Knicks, Denver tonight. You got Nets in Dallas tomorrow night to take on the Mavericks. And then, of course, you had all the Tom Wilson stuff yesterday. The Rangers, first of all, we find out that the league only fined him $5,000, no suspension for what he did. Then you've got the Rangers posting on, it was either Instagram or Twitter, but social media for sure, about how disappointed they were with the decision and what they did. And so David Quinn was asked if the punishment fit the crime.
Not at all. I mean, to me, anybody in hockey, certainly everybody in our organization is very disappointed. Certainly thought it warranted a suspension. We're just really disappointed. The line was crossed. The guy didn't have his helmet on. Vulnerable. He got hurt. You know, to me, it was there was an awful lot there to suspend him.
Do you think that anybody asked the Capitals about it yesterday, since they really had no interest in it the night of it happening?
Probably not.
There's kind of a theory out there that Ovechkin told Wilson, go after Buchnevich and Panarin because Putin wants him down.
Really? Is that the scuttlebutt that's out there on the hockey message boards?
Yeah,
this was
right.
A hit? This was a Putin?
This is a Russian influence hit, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm just, I don't know about that.
I did like Sal's take. He said if he was the Rangers, he'd go after Ovechkin's final two teeth. Which I found funny. Here was Sean.
I doubt he's playing tonight, by the way.
Oh, no, I'm sure. But next time he's on the ice. Here was Sean Avery, the former Ranger. He was on the he did a cameo for a nice gentleman named Jimmy Collins for his morning skate podcast. And Avery gave him his take on what he would do if he was in this game tonight.
I wouldn't go after Wilson, okay? Hopefully, all the boys would say, you know what? We'll cover the fine. I would dump the puck in slowly so that Braden Holtby or whoever the goaltender was for the Capitals had to come out and play the puck. And I would run through him like a bulldozer. And that would send a message.
It sure would send a message. And that is legal, too, correct? Goalie's out of the crease. He's along the board. I know you're going to be an unwritten rule of hockey. But you know what? Also unwritten, you don't pummel a guy when he's on the ice face down. That is legal, no?
You know what? I'd like to leave the goalies out of it. I really would.
Man, I tell
I'm not,
softness is going right to the fan base.
Softness. I'd rather take it out on their other players, but, you know, I don't like the idea of getting goalies because they're vulnerable and they got enough to deal with as it is.
They got body armor on.
Vulnerable? Yeah, what about Buchnevich? He was a little vulnerable. He was getting popped in the head while he was down, face down on the ice.
You know, I personally, I know that people, everybody has a different take on all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, yes, you have to react. There's no question about it. I've been saying it for the last couple of days. I've actually been saying it for the last year that they don't have anybody to react. They did have Brendan Lemieux. And when, you know, Brendan Smith is out there and Jacob Trouba is out there and even Chris Kreider to some extent, they do have some physicality that is a part of them. But this group right now, as constituted, they don't have anybody like that. I do not know whether or not they'll bring up this kid, Mason Gertsen. I haven't seen that anywhere yet.
Gertsen.
He's the one that everybody thinks that can go out there and just actually start fighting with Wilson.
Bring him up.
But, yeah, there has to be a message sent in some way, shape, or form. Everybody has a different way of going about it. That would be Avery's way. I'm sure George Parros, if he were playing, would feel a certain way. I just saw John Scott, the former enforcer for the Blackhawks. He also came to the Rangers for like three games where he skated around like a battleship. And it was like, oh, my God, wrong guy. But even he took issue. All these fighters, Dan Carcillo's taking, they're all taking issue with what Tom
Matt Cook,
did.
Too.
Even Matt Cook. Everybody is in lockstep with this.
So what do you think happens then? Anything or nothing?
No, I think something's going to happen. I just don't know what it is.
All right. Well, we'll find out. Rangers, Capitals tonight.
And the NHL put the Rangers in an impossible position right now.
By not suspending him.
Right. If they would have suspended him and, you know, and sat him out for the playoffs, I think everybody would probably, cooler heads would prevail. But under the current set of circumstances, I don't know how cooler heads could prevail.
Yeah, but I mean, you were telling me all morning long they don't have anybody that can do this. So now all of a sudden you're telling me they're going
to
do something.
Who knows? Who knows what the, you know, somebody will try to do something, I would imagine.
We shall see. Sabres beat the Islanders in a shootout 4-3. Anders Bjork with the game-tying goal midway through the third. And I'm just going to play. It's probably going to be the last Devil highlight we play until next season. So I just like it. I love Matt Lachlan. And this was the game winner as they beat the Bruins in overtime.
Butcher looks around for the right-wing circle. Nowhere to go, so he drifts back toward the blue line. Gives it to Jack. Now to Zacha, moves in front. Back headshot. He scores! Pavel Zacha, overtime game winner!
And the Devils win 4-3.
I mean, he might be part wolf.
You know, you can say whatever you want, Jerry. The one thing about the Devils, they haven't given up.
No, they've been playing. Well,
ever since the Rangers swept them, yes. They've actually, you know, played harder. They got some of their guys back.
I mean, they've had stretches this year where they lost 10 in a row. They lost 9 in a row at home. I mean, been a tough year. But they are playing. Young team, hopefully better things to come in 21-22, because this has been brutal, no doubt about it. All right, time for a little thing we call Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
Moment of the Day!
All right, a couple of good choices today. The guys discussing the ongoing COVID-19 protocols here at the radio station a bit earlier.
Every time Olive comes in this door, he goes, oh, good, masks on, door open. Boom. It's like we get a little check mark.
So there you go. They just follow the rules.
Look, I love Chris and everything else, and I guess somebody must be telling him to do this.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, because I didn't know that he had the.
He does. He's just doing what he's been told.
We're probably just trying to protect ourselves from commercials in the future that go, did you wear a mask at work when we're vaccinated and also caught some other disease? You right. can sue your employer.
Do you now have a tail?
Radio employees, right to sue.
Yeah. I was in the building.
Right.
BoardOpsRightToSue.com. Do you now have a horn coming out of the middle of your head? Go to BoardOpsRightToSue.com today. An Odyssey station.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day.
All right, very good. Thanks, Jerry.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Remember I was talking about that big tree? The big tree next to my house?
Yes.
The one that was there for 90 years
ever,
or whatever.
Yeah, did you ever figure out what type of tree it was, the species of the tree?
I don't know. I showed you a picture of what it looked like in bloom. But no, I don't know.
It looked like a very ugly tree.
I thought it was a beautiful tree. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
It is. It just seemed like, I don't know what kind of tree it was. It was not a, wasn't a maple, wasn't an oak.
It's not a drooping type of, I never paid my parking. It was like a drooping type of thing.
Yeah, drooping.
Green.
I'm not a big drooping guy.
It was a drooping, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's going down.
There's nothing worse than drooping.
Just went down.
So
bang.
They're cutting it down.
Oh, yeah. They knocked it down with an excavator. Boom. Right down. Yep.
So now you have to deal with construction right next to you.
I do, yeah. But I knew that going in.
You're going to be hearing that all the time. When did they start construction?
Today, I guess.
No, I know, but what time in the morning?
Oh,
I don't
know.
Start before 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah, I don't really know. I knew this going in. It's not like it's some sort of surprise. I mean, I bought the
house. Same builder?
No, he sold. Yeah, different builder. Yeah, so I mean,
you're going to watch him closely so he doesn't violate any of the property lines and the rules and regulations as when it comes to building permits and all that?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, yeah, you have to do that.
I'm going to be that pain in the ass neighbor? What am I, Al? I'm not going to go over there and ask for building permits. I don't even have the authority to do that.
Al, what would you do?
I would probably just give the town a heads up. Maybe they'll go.
I mean, now I'm sure they have a building department in Sayville, and I'm sure that there's sometimes those guys get bought off, though. You got to be careful about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
He gets him slap in there and thinks, you know, he's power hungry, he's not making enough money, and then somebody's slipping him a couple grand underneath the table to, you know, let it slide.
Yeah, who knows?
You know how that works.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm sure everybody in Sayville is above board. That's the way we do things there.
Good way of saying it.
It's the friendliest neighborhood in America, and everybody plays by the rules. But yeah, I'm not. I mean, these are going to be my neighbors here. I don't want to be a pain for them. I want to develop a nice relationship with these folks that are moving in there and building that house.
I hear you.
But the tree is now gone, and I just want everybody to know. That's why I'm saying this on the air. It was not my decision to get rid of that tree. Not me. It's the other people. So don't come knocking on my door screaming about the tree. I was not the person who made this decision. All right. Who is this? Demas in Long Branch. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing? It's Demas in Long Branch. What's up, guys?
Hey, Demas, what you got for us, man?
So I did have a fun story. I know I've done this a couple times, and my wife brought up that she heard that you would do it. We're watching the Yankee game last night, and we love John Sterling. So we got the Alexa right under the TV, so I got the broadcast on Alexa, put the TV down, and sync. It took me a minute, but I got to sync up the TV with a little DVR. And as he's calling the game, we're seeing the balls pop up. We're seeing the plays go. It was amazing. Hearing the sounds, hearing them go on.
How was John with the action? Was he on top of it?
Oh, he was on it. It was just better just because the way he colors it was just, you know, and calls at the same time was great. And just kind of nice. And then TV, and you got to really, you know, just kind of be there. It was fun. So I'm watching with my wife. And at the same time, we're Devils fans. And I'm on my phone watching the game. I was like, I'm not ruining the sync I got here. I'm not going to switch it over. Let the Devils play their game. They had a rough one the night before with the Bruins.
Demas, isn't it amazing how a simple thing like that can bring you so much joy, syncing up John Sterling with the TV? You know?
Oh yeah. It just made it magical. So the funny part comes in. We're watching it. We're going in. Now it's the seventh inning. We're up 7-3. It's a good game. And I look at my phone. Babe, we're 3-3 in the Devils right now. So she looks at me. She's like, Demas, you know, we never turn to the Devils. You know, the other team starts scoring. I was like, shut up. So we're watching. So I'm looking. Now it's like 2 minutes on the third. It's like, I'm about to change the game. Like, I want to go take a shower. All right, fine. So I change it to the Devils game. I'm watching the rest of the third. Goes into overtime. Watching the play go in. Hughes from the blue line up to Zaka to the backhander scores. Amazing. I go nuts.
Demas, you are one hell of a sports fan. I tell you, you and your wife sitting there watching Devils games this late in the season with how horrendous they've been.
Yeah, we're all fans. We'll be watching Rangers tonight, probably for different reasons.
Man,
but
Demas,
I'm watching every game. I want to see improvement, which I have. But tonight's you're watching for a different reason.
If anybody over at the Devils knows Demas,
yeah, send him a jersey. Or
send
something.
Him something. He's sitting there watching the end of this season.
But hardcore fans do that with
hardcore.
Their teams. You know that.
But even with he's a hardcore Yankee fan, though, too, and he sat there and he was still flipping over.
You're watching it. Well, you weren't watching Knicks. Now you are because you think they're going to go to the conference final.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Bayport. Mike, what's happening?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
How come, Gio, you're in Sayville now. The best Asian Chinese food is called Toa. It's right on Main Street in Sayville, right next to the Stop and Shop.
Yeah, no, that's Toa. That's Taste of Asian, right? And it's Pan-Asian, isn't it?
No, it's called Touch. They call Touch of Asia because they do all.
Yeah, I know. It's Pan Asian. It's different than just Chinese food. Pan Asian, you get everything.
Right, but it's the best. It's fresh. It's good. I was there last night. They have three of them. There's one in Sayville. There's one in Huntington. They're all over. Like,
all right. All right. I'll check it out, Mike. I'll check it out. I trust you, Mike.
Boomer, the Rangers better do something. Second of all, last month, the guys from East Ice sent you a case of Oreos. Did you ever get them? We sent them to the studio.
I don't know. The things are not coming to us.
The guys ate them downstairs. Jeez.
Maybe they did. I don't know. But I'm telling you, Mike, we appreciate it. But look, we're not getting normal delivery here. That's the problem.
Yeah, they might be sitting back in that mailroom just growing hair on them at this point.
They might be. Rosemary and Fanwood. Rosemary, what's happening?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Rosemary.
What's going on?
Well, not to be negative on your new house, congratulations.
Thank you.
But I just wanted to say, once they start doing that digging, et cetera, just watch out for the field mice.
Oh, now you're going to get
We've
field
had
mice.
Experience with that where all of a sudden we had the field mice. We're like, where are they coming from? And we realized that people were putting an addition on across the street.
Construction from the next door. See, this is what happens.
I've seen one mouse in my entire life.
Right.
And it was for 10 seconds. Please. In my Astoria apartment. I've never seen a mouse other than that.
You're about to get an invasion.
Yeah. And I'm not, there's not...
Well, I'm just saying, you know, they may... Hey, maybe there's no field mice over there. That'd be great.
Yeah.
No, Sable has field mice.
Oh, yeah, do they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just want to make sure they're not coming into your place. That's all.
Good job, Rosemary. We appreciate
it. Yeah,
no,
thanks. Yeah, I appreciate it.
That's a good heads up.
You have to get a cat or two.
I can't get a puma. And one of those bobcats that we saw attack that woman in that video. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be fine. This is the thing that's now annoying me. We knew this house was going to go up, but now that they started doing stuff over there.
You got field mice coming.
No. My wife's sending me videos and look at this and blah, blah, blah.
See, I'm she's like, nosy.
I'm like.
She's getting upset about all this.
Well, it's because we still have no freaking blinds.
Well.
So anyway, it's a story for another day.
See, I knew it.
No blinds, but no, it's a problem. I said, dude, this is the problem with like there's people who can envision things and there's people who can't. And when I said, you understand a house is going, oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, there's a house going up here. No problem.
Okay.
But then when it starts happening, like, oh, I can't believe this is going. Well, what'd you think was going to happen? There's a house going up.
Now you're going to have field mice, too.
No, I'm not going to have field mice.
You're going to have field mice, I'm telling
you. Field mice, Porta-Johns?
No, Porta-Johns.
That's the other thing. You know how, like, the...
We'll just let them into the house and
you just better tell Gina that, look, construction guys like to show up early. They may be loitering outside, and you have no blinds.
That's right.
And they got field mice.
You're going to have a big old Porta-John, and thankfully, Winters Brothers, big dumpster.
Dumpster out there.
Yeah. Well,
a dumpster is always like, so the guys will throw out their scraps for lunch and everything. Then the dumpster brings the raccoons and the field mice.
Yep.
Then you got to get those Mintex bags.
Yes. But the Mintex bags don't go on dumpsters, though. I don't believe.
No, they don't.
Yeah. So that'd be fine. I'm not worried about it. I know you guys are trying to freak me out. I'm totally fine. Everything's great.
This is part of the process that you're going through right now.
And I'm fine with it.
You know, maybe now's a good time to build a garage.
Going to be stirring up the mice anyway.
Yeah, might as well just build it now.
I'm not. That is not in the plans right now.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
Then you can call the Pied Piper over and take care of it for you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the garage is, I bit off a little more than I could chew there, but we're
okay.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.